Call the meeting to order. We'll start this evening with the roll call.
Chair Rowland.
Present.
Commissioner Weller.
Present.
Commissioner Fuhr.
Present.
Of the record, so if I could, just Vice Chair Corcoran and Commissioner Rowland are back there.
We'll turn to oral communications. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to address any matters on the agenda, any matters that are not on tonight's agenda? All right, seeing that there are no audience members who wish to do so, we'll turn to the staff briefing on future and administrative matters. Any briefing this evening?
Just a couple brief items. The town council did take up the issue of the pedestrian master plan. It's meeting last week, and they adopted the plan, making a few minor tweaks, but essentially taking the planning commission's recommendation in tow and incorporating that into the plan. So that is now reached the approval stage. And also, another project which the town has been following for some decades now, the one company project that is going back tomorrow to the magistrate in San Francisco. As far as upcoming items, I don't believe that we have any issues today that are likely to be ready for the next meeting.
Terrific. Thank you for the updates. Any questions?
Yes. Yeah, Scott, was there any discussion about the, I believe it's the class 4 lane potential for study, feasibility?
That was added to the plan as a study. I think there's a fair amount of skepticism on the part of the council that the county will be willing to invest much priority in having a class 4 there more likely to constitute, perhaps, which is already in their plans and they've supported in the past. But it is still in there. It does enhance the ability of someone to get a grant for that study. The one change that the council did make is they wanted to make sure that the alignment does get shifted over to Brown Boulevard. There's still a way to get to the Audubon, but you can get Audubon on the bike path.
From the Bay Trail?
From the Bay Trail.
Okay. Thank you so much. So turning to the public hearings on agenda items, the first agenda item relates to 72 through 130 Main Street. Is there a staff report?
Yes, Madam Chairman. This is a proposal to address the lot lines for two lots at 72 to 130 Main Street. They would relocate the existing lot line that's between the Chevron Vintners building at 72 Main Street and the remainder of Park Row. Building that's at 130 Main Street would be on a separate parcel of land. This also requires a conditional use permit to modify some existing conditions of approval and variances for minimum, moderate, and floor area share. These two lots consist of almost all of the upper Main Street, commonly referred to as Arc Row. This would include the areas, as I noted, along of the Main Street parking lot and all the properties between 72 and 130 Main Street that would all become on one property. The building at 130 Main Street was originally built as a single-family home. There has been an office for the Zelensky's until 1970s. Fred Lundy, that Zelensky passed away. It's now being used as the offices for Zelensky property and operated by Wally Zelensky. The use permit required three on-site and three off-site parking spaces, but in designated parking spaces, be sold separately or remain as a single-family holding. So we feel that this is a more logical arrangement to lock down these without any physical changes to the buildings or improvements. And with the exception of the variances noted, their lot line adjustment application is in compliance with county regulations. The CUP amendment would modify the existing conditions of approval for 130 Main Street regarding their three required off-street parking spaces, and we add a proposed condition of approval to designate the other spaces unto the adjacent Main Street parking lot. As I noted, the variances are requested for minimum lot area, since the resulting lot at 130 Main Street would be 6,020 square feet, which is less than 10,000 square foot minimum lot size, and the floor area would be 0.44 FAR, which is greater than 0.28 FAR, limited to the village commercial zone. In the staff report, we have addressed the findings that required to be made and feel that there is sufficient evidence to support these findings. And we're of the opinion that these applications result in a more sensible and superior physical lot arrangement than currently exists, notwithstanding these technical nonconformities. We reviewed the application for compliance with CEQA, and we recommend that the commission hold a public hearing on the item, hear and consider all testimony, and in a single motion, move to adopt the resolutions approving the lot line adjustment CUP and the Mr. Anderson has some little more background on the CUP.
Just as a point of interest, this application was particularly the 1988 use permit application was actually waiting for me on my desk.
I hope that doesn't mean that you're leaving. You'll be around for much longer. Any questions for staff on the?
I do want to, and I think I know the answer, but just to be clear, so in making findings to grant these variances, if at some point in the future there was a desire to redevelop 130, and it would require variances to do so, that process would start anew with a fresh look at all variances.
If somebody wanted to tear down that building and start something.
Or do anything that needed.
They would not need a variance for the minimum lot size because it would exist, but if they, it would be reviewed on its own merits. If somebody wanted to put a different building on and they came in with a different floor area ratio or something more, it would need a separate variance.
Right.
Terrific question. So let's have the applicant presentation.
At this point, the applicant is not present, but
okay.
The commission may ask for public input and proceed with the application.
Okay, so we will open up the public hearing, and is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak to this particular agenda item? All right, seeing no audience members, let's close the public hearing, and there would be no applicant rebuttal, and so we can close the public hearing and turn to commissioner comments and discussion. Let's start with Commissioner Weller. Your thoughts?
To me, this is a non-controversial request. I believe that all the conditions for grant of the requested variance exist and have been laid out by staff in the report. I think it makes eminently good planning sense to consolidate all the Ark Rose buildings in their own lot and the separate structure in its lot. There's no request to add any number of lots. It's simply converting two to two and doing it more logically. So I support the proposal.
Thank you. Commissioner Kulik.
I agree with all that logic and the staff report outlined it nicely, so I can support the findings for the variances as reported by staff.
Terrific. Well, I concur with my fellow commissioners. I think this adjustment makes logical sense, as Commissioner Weller said, to put all of the primary sort of Ark Row properties together with this sort of anomalous property as a separate lot, the 130 Main Street. The changes to the CUP are similarly logical, and given that the parking situation has changed over time, it's all very well outlined in the memo. And as to the variances, I think we all feel comfortable finding sufficient evidence to support all the findings that we're required to make under Section 16-52.030E of the Zoning Ordinance. So I will ask if there's a motion to adopt the resolutions approving the lot line adjustment, conditional use permit, and variances as to lot area and floor ratio area.
So moved.
Second.
So all in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. The motion carries. Okay, turning to the second agenda item, is there a staff report for us on Tiburon Glen, the Tiburon Glen residential project?
Yes, this is a tentative subdivision map. I understand the Planning Commission originally approved this tentative map back in 2007. It was based on a precise development plan approval from 2006 on an application that I think spent about 7 years going through the process before it was approved as a precise development plan. And after that, the tentative map is not controversial. Normally, tentative maps run for 3 years. They can be extended in this case. However, once the Great Recession hit, the state legislature began adopting a series of time extensions for all of the tentative maps in the state that were unexpired. And that has carried this application approval of the tentative map up through March of 2017. However, the applicants are still working their way through with some of the agencies, the Army Corps, and so forth, and they think it's likely that they might be able to finish their project, the final map group, before this March deadline. So they are applying for a time extension of up to 3 additional years for the tentative map. Tentative map time extensions are generally non-controversial. We do look for a few things out there to see if there are a lot of changes that have been made in the meantime to the general plan, for example, that would make something consistent with something that might have been approved just a few years ago. We also look at conditions in the vicinity as some dramatic change in the area. And there's actually very little that has changed since that approval of the general plan has not changed. Either. The applicants have not abandoned the project. They are actually pursuing it. They have, in fact, applied for the parcel map with us. They are going through the agency process. I didn't make one of those meetings myself. And so it's certainly not the project. This application does pass for any changes to the tentative map. It is possible that as they go through the agency process, they will need to add perhaps even the tentative map, but again, that's speculative at this point. So our conclusion is that there is every reason to believe that this is we do not have a particular problem with the 3-year time extension that is requested. We think that it won't be that long, but
terrific, thank you. Any questions? Okay, let's turn to the applicant presentation. Come to the podium, and you have, should you need it, you have 20 minutes.
Dear Planning Commission, Madam Chair, and fellow planning staff, I just wanted to express the sentiments of the owner.
Could you just state your name for the record, please?
My name is Samuel Kapukchin. I will be acting as an agent for the owner and as a contact, as a project manager for this project. This project, because of internal kind of funding issues and team change issues, has had a lot of road bumps, to say, and we've resolved the issues with the team. As Scott mentioned earlier, we were at the the staff meeting with the different jurisdictional bodies that would approve this project, and that's where the project is as of right now. Before that, there was a large judicial kind of issue with land entitlement as to which one, if or not the Y would be granted. The Y I'm referring to is part of the project. The planning staff knows very well. So we've gotten that cleared up. That was the biggest milestone, because that could have killed the project. So right now we're just working our way forward to get all the applicable approvals and finish out the subdivision map.
Thank you so much. Any questions? Thank you. You sit down. So we'll open up the public hearing if anyone in the audience wishes to speak on this item. Right, there are no audience members who wish to speak. We'll close the public hearing and turn it back to the commissioners. Commissioner Kulik, we'll start with you.
Sure. So first and foremost, this has gone through an extensive review over many, many years. So I don't think that's in our purview to question any of that. And then with regard to the request for the extension, it seems like, one, there is a precedent for extensions in the state given economic issues, and this is certainly the timelines of development application and economic recession certainly overlapped, so I think there's a good cause for that. Consideration of environmental approval difficulties, I think, factor into the timeline request here, and that can certainly take a long time. And then from the town's perspective, the fact that there have been no substantial general plan changes, I think, give us due cause to grant this extension.
Thank you. Commissioner Weller.
I agree, and I also take note of the fact that we received no indication of opposition from any of the neighbors, who I assume would have made us aware of opposition if there was. So to me, that would ask that we have some discussion before. So another problem.
Thank you. I agree. I think this is a fairly limited request that we're being asked to make, and I think Commissioner Kulik did a really fantastic job sort of summarizing the factors that we're looking at. Have the project circumstances changed? Have there been changes to the general plan? Is the applicant moving forward? All of those things are happening, and I think 3 years makes a lot of sense. I think it's a more efficient way to move forward, given that there might be some changes in the future that need to be worked through. So I will make a motion adopting the draft resolution granting a 3-year extension of the tentative subdivision map, and that would set the new expiration date for March 28th, 2020. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it, and the motion is granted. Turning to our final agenda item of the evening. The minutes. Are there any corrections to the minutes? Believe it or not, I have none.
I was not present, so I'll make no comment.
Nor was I, so it's a commission of one for the second.
Is there a motion of approving the minutes?
So Commissioner Williams agrees that they're accurate. I'll make that motion.
I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The minutes have been approved. Meeting is adjourned.
That's all right.